Thursday is the official release date for a new recording by the Asheville Symphony. But it's not Beethoven or Brahms. It's titled The Asheville Symphony Sessions. And it's a collaboration between the symphony and some of the leading musicians from Asheville's music scene. David Whitehill is the executive director of the Asheville Symphony and is with me in the studios this afternoon to talk about the new recording. Welcome, David. Thanks for coming.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So are you the proud papa? Is this?
It feels like it. It does. You know, especially since we've been working on this almost 11 months now and at least 9 months in the studio. So
wow. And now you've actually got, as they say in the business, product. You actually have you actually have recordings in hand.
It's not just digitally released. We have physical CDs for those of you who like to touch and feel and press play on your CD players.
And actually hear the glorious sound that, that comes out. So you mentioned this is like a year-long project. How did this come about? Well, first of all, back up a little bit. This is a collaboration, as I said, between the Asheville Symphony and its musicians and some other great musicians from this area.
That's right. It started with the premise that a few years ago when I arrived, we talked about we wanted to be an orchestra that did more services outside of its concert hall than in it.
Wow.
And Asheville is absolutely blessed with an incredible music industry, whether it's singer-songwriters or publishers or arrangers or recording studios. There was such great depth, and it just seemed it was time to get out and play. Who are natives here, we sort of asked. And, you know, with 60 or 70 live music events in Asheville on any given night, it seemed like, wow, let's go explore. Let's team up Asheville Symphony musicians with other artists and see what happens.
Wow. So how did you decide this would be a good pairing? How did that work out?
Well, it first started with realizing that Asheville's music industry is getting national attention, that the quality of things that we create here, that we craft here, rivals New York, L.A., or Nashville. And so we really wanted to explore who's making great music in Asheville. And so it was everything from going to hearing groups at the Grey Eagle to Orange Peel, I mean, all around town. And we collaborated and connected with Echo Mountain Recording Studios, Jessica Thomason, and Michael Salvin from Welcome to Mars. And each of us brought lists.
Wow.
And then we see where we had some things that were in common, and we had some things some of us didn't know some of these artists. And so we really got together. And in the end, this was the Great Eight that we decided to start with. Mm-hmm. I think it was important to do two things. One, show diversity of music, musical style, and diversity in career. So we wanted to highlight everything from up-and-coming singer-songwriters to Grammy Award winners.
Wow. And you found them all right around here.
All. It didn't take very much. We didn't have to dig very deep.
That's really wonderful. So the symphony musicians that are involved in this recording, and I have to confess that I've looked at the recording, and there are a lot of great pictures of candid pictures of the recording sessions over at Echo Mountain. Most of them probably not accustomed to playing with these people.
You know, it really doesn't happen that often. It doesn't happen often enough.
Yeah.
And some of it is expense. Some of it is just relationships, knowing each other. Mm-hmm. But there was 125 people that worked on this album.
Wow.
And it wasn't just about the orchestra or the bands, but we needed arrangers to arrange the music, to bring the orchestra into the that world and to bring those artists into our world a little bit. And so, but it's not just arrangers. There were copyists and orchestrators. And so it really took more than a village, two villages, it felt like, to put it together.
Oh. We're talking with David Whitehill, the executive director of the Asheville Symphony Orchestra, about the official release of the Asheville Symphony's new recording titled Asheville Symphony Sessions. And we should mention that I can't go through all of them, but Doc Aquatic, Love It, Electric Owls, Free Planet Radio, Liz Wright. There's just a bunch of really fine musicians on here, that at least some of which will probably be known to everybody who listens. You probably heard at least one or two of these names.
Yeah, you know, if you've sat every, like I said, from Dobra T to Isis to Grey Eagle to Orange Peel to Asheville Music Hall, you've most likely come across one of these groups or are already a fan.
It must have been fun for, I'm guessing, the musicians that I know are pretty wide-ranging in their interests. It must have been fun for the musicians to get together. That is, the groups that you worked with and the symphony musicians.
Well, I think the artists that joined us recognized the significance of something like this, that, you know, many of them are, you know, writing songs and producing new work and hear what they would like to accomplish, but sometimes with a four-piece, three-piece, or a solo artist cannot. And so having the resource of an orchestra, which just doesn't happen, was very special. I mean, it was really neat to see some of these bands come into the studio and see their music on the page written down in a full score for the first time. And they were sort of touching the score and petting it. You know, they just couldn't believe. And I think also the other thing is they recognize the symphony cares deeply about championing great music. And most times people think great music is of people who are dead. And great music is being made today, and it's a living, breathing art. You know, what's old can be new, so we try to do that, but what's new can be great. And so I think this is what this album showcases.
Well, let's play just a little bit of, and I mean just a little bit, but just a taste anyway, of the first tune on the album. And I'll let you set this up for
us. This is Rising Appalachia, Filthy, Dirty South.
Featuring musicians from the Asheville Symphony. Okay, that's just a taste, and I'm sorry to talk over the tune. That's Rising Appalachia and their tune, Filthy Dirty South, from Asheville Symphony Sessions. David Whitehill, Executive Director of the Asheville Symphony, is with us this afternoon. So that's very cool. You mentioned the other folks that are involved in that.
Yeah, so we had Rising Appalachia, which was the group, and the symphony joined, but we needed an arranger. And we were fortunate to have the talents of Michael Bearden. Many of you who watched the Oscars, he was in the pit and did most of the arrangements for the Oscars, but he is also Lady Gaga's musical director and worked on Michael Jackson's This Is It tour. So it was great to work with him. And then the drummer we brought in, who is a session musician, lives locally in Asheville. His name is Bill Berg. And he's well known by being a drummer for Bob Dylan on his seminal album, Blood on the Tracks. So it wasn't just the symphony and these groups. We brought a whole cadre of session musicians to come in and sit in.
Wow.
Which helps actually tie the record together because Bill is on a few tracks.
Okay, yeah.
Ryan Burns, the keyboard player, is on a few tracks. And so you'll hear that helps tie it all together nicely.
Very good. So this is a whole album, excuse me, of music from some of Asheville's leaders in the local music scene, with members of the Asheville Symphony and folks from all around. And did you mention, I'm going to put you on the spot, did you say this might be the beginning of something?
I think this is the beginning. You know, there's not just eight great groups here. The list is long. And so we have a lot of work to do to continue to, I think, not only document where Asheville music scene is today, but create a bit of a repository that people can go back to.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Now, the official release for this album is Thursday, and it'll be part of the program featuring the screening of the new documentary about Julian Price. There will be musicians performing live as well.
Yeah, right? Well, it was really nice, this collaboration between the Julian Price Project and us, as they were making this documentary on Asheville's philanthropist Julian Price. They were looking for music, and they had heard about our project, and they came to the studio and listened to it. And it didn't take much more than a few minutes to say, we will hold the film, finish your album.
Wow.
And then we'd love to use it in the film. So that was really special.
So it's actually an integral part of the film. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
The screening is Thursday night, excuse me, at the Orange Peel, and I'm going to guess you'll be there with some CDs.
We'll have lots of CDs on hand. It will also be on Thursday. You can download it from iTunes. It's actually on pre-sale now, and it will be on over 150 digital media outlets. So whether you stream through Spotify or Apple Music or however you get your fill, you'll probably find our album there.
It'll be there. That's great. And we'll have a picture of it on the website, too, just in case. Again, the Asheville Symphony Sessions, the release date is Thursday. David Whitehill is executive director of the Asheville Symphony. Thank you so much, David. It sounds like a wonderful project. Congratulations, and thanks for bringing it by.
Well, it's great that we can return the love that gives so much to the symphony and many artists working here.
It's really good. Very good. You can call us here at WCQS if you'd like to know more. Again, the screening of the documentary about Julian Price using this music as a soundtrack is Thursday evening at the Orange Peel. Now, the Asheville Symphony has just finished their current season and will begin all over again in September. One of the pieces on that first program will be this symphonic fantasy from Tchaikovsky, Francesca da Rimini.